Hello, Aquarius Sun and Rising. Welcome to your July 2019 horoscopes, or I would rather say overview. Instead of getting into all the details in these audioscopes of all the little interactions over the month, that's where I use Instagram to kind of dig into those more daily or partial weekly interactions that happen. In a monthly platform, I think it's more useful to just give you sort of a big picture of the environment and energy that's most prevalent, that's sort of the landscape of your month. So first I will dive into the new and full moons, so how the solar season and lunar phases are helping you to harmonize or balance one axis in your chart over the course of the year. Each piece of your chart in a polar way is being balanced out. So I'm going to give you some information about where that's taking place this month, and then we'll move over to your planetary ruler, Uranus, whose job is more to help your persona, your soul, your archetype, kind of in its own progression and own time, go through different phases and focuses. So we'll start with what's sort of being balanced in that yearly rhythm, and then where your personal planet in it's a much slower rhythm and longer rhythm that your soul has to go through different processes of progress and change and outlook. So jumping into the month in July, we are in the season of Cancer. So we're seeing the sun against the Cancer section of the zodiac. And universally, Cancer has a quality around it that wants to nurture, that's really connected to the soul, to mothering, to emotion and intuition and imagination, but most deeply craves that depth that creates security. So it's sort of the root system that deepens to stabilize. So that is sort of the quality of the month that we step into in July. And right away, the moon is going to join the sun in a degree of Cancer on the 2nd in the afternoon for a new moon in Cancer. So each sign has one new moon in its sign a year, and it's when the sun is traveling through it, or when we see from our perspective the sun traveling through it. So new moons are indicating we've come full circle in a journey. We've really solidified something in this energy in us. So everyone has sort of solidified something Cancerian, something nurturing, intuitive, deep and soulful. And there's some pressure being put upon that. It's our time to test how much integrity we have there, how much responsibility we can hold there. And at the same time, that pressure is kind of helping create a new seed, a new container that we will put intentions in for the next go around. So simultaneously holding some pressure, testing the solidity we've gained in this sign while making intentions for the next go around with it. So paying attention to the pressure that's coming in can give you a lot of information around the intentions that you make. Are the pressures crushing? Are they just right in terms of they are challenging to the point that we can uphold them solidly, and they're just creating more solid pressure in us? Or is there some apathy, and that solidity that you've gained is a little mushy because you didn't really reach for anything? You didn't really put pressure on yourself to solidify. So yeah, crushing, challenge, or apathy. those are the triggers to look for to know sort of what level to put your next intentions at. Do you need to reach higher? Do you need to scale back? Or are you still just right and sort of can take that as a note that you could sort of continue with that same similar reach, maybe just reach a touch more? That's my favorite way to utilize the new moon energy, to understand it and to know how to create intentions that are right for me. We also have an eclipse season this month, which means that the new and full moons are going to be sitting on eclipses. So this new moon in Cancer on the 2nd is more than just a new moon. It's also a solar eclipse. And I just like to kind of compartmentalize these a little so you understand the layers of energy that are coming in here. So there's two kinds of eclipses. There's a north node eclipse and a south node eclipse, and we get one of each in each eclipse season. They always come in pairs. So this time around, the solar eclipse, this new moon eclipse, is going to be on a north node. It's a north node style eclipse, which means something has come full circle in a much, you know, where the new moon is more about a yearly journey with a sign's energy. The solar eclipse has more to do with the eclipses in general, a north node eclipse has more to do with like a 19-year journey of endings and beginnings. So just to dive a little deeper into Cancer in specific in your chart before I get into this eclipse. So I went over what Cancer is. It's sort of our depth, our soul, emotion, roots, a nurturing quality and an intuitive quality. And this energy, this quality for you is serving and ruling over the area of your life having to do with work and lifestyle and how you systemize and process things. So you may have your processes and systems and your day-to-day routines, although very soulful, may have a lot of fluctuation in it. There may be hard to understand your patterns in your rituals and your day-to-day things, or oppositely, you have a deep-rooted sense of routine and ritual and processes. But there's definitely a sense of intuition and soulfulness that goes into however you construct your days, however you organically systemize your days and your processes, your lifestyle. This also may indicate that you like to be at home a lot in your day-to-day. You need a lot of security in your day-to-day, in your processes. Working from home may be something that you deeply enjoy and that really nurtures your soul and gives you a lot of grounding in life. Now bringing in this north node eclipse here, we're coming full circle on something like a whole 19-year journey has been gone through. And on the 2nd, at this new moon, it's in the afternoon, we kind of have this new portal that opens up and we're walking into a whole new energy, a whole new cycle, an upgrade. So it's really a time to pay attention to new sparks that are being felt, new sense of passion that's being felt, and how those are serving your soul, and how are they igniting new passion and a new, even just a different kind of weight to your soul. It may feel more light. It may feel more potent, I guess you could say, as well. But it's time to shed a layer. It's time to leave something in the past, to shed some baggage here, and to really find a new direction and a new sense of clarity and spark in yourself around your sense of day to day, the work, the purpose you create through your daily processes. And how does that relate to having security? How does that relate to how you nurture? How does it help your imagination and intuition express yourself? And how does it bring you security? Okay, so that's sort of the layers of the new moon solar eclipse on the 2nd. It's a big moment in the year. Moving on to the 16th, we have a full moon in the opposite sign of Cancer. So where the new moon the full moon is in the opposite sign of Capricorn. So oppositely where the Cancer new moon was reaching and solidifying and sort of having this outer world pressure, the full moon is indicating which sign and which area in our chart is deepening and coming into a very fertile summery phase. But we initially feel that through the full moon as insecurity. And that insecurity is information that is warning us that deep growth is about to come, which means we need to stabilize in preparation for that. So it's signifying a time that we need to deepen and find the roots and soul and really nurture whatever energy and part of our chart is being illuminated by the full moon. So Capricorn is that energy, and that is our energy of reaching. You're going to hear these dual themes because we're in the Cancer Capricorn axis this month, and new and full moons to me relate to Cancer and Capricorn energy, but they've kind of like switched where the root energy is in the reaching phase and the reaching phase is in the root energy. So that's why you're kind of maybe hearing some parallel things going on. So Capricorn full moon, Capricorn is how the energy of reaching, the energy of holding position in the world, the energy of security through our authority in the world. So our outer world security versus private life security. So this outer world position energy quality rules over your 12th house, which is an interesting place for it to be. The 12th house is the last place in your chart. It holds all of the shadows. It holds a lot of baggage, but also an ability to hold really big boundaries and witnessing and compassion and composition. So it's the house of art and inspiration, as well as sort of shadow and baggage. It holds a lot of things. It's our biggest boundary place. So the most complexity falls in this place. And why it's in the shadows is the first house, if you were to imagine your life as a circle, the first house would be the point and the segment of your circle that's about self. And sitting right behind that is the 12th house. So it's sitting right behind you. It's in your shadow. It's very hard for you to see. So there may be something around your reach, around your position, that's always hard for you to grasp, around your authority. There might be something around authority that's hard for you to grasp or always understand in a very tangible way. On the flip side, the authority that you do have, the solidity and responsibility and integrity that you do have, is deeply connected to the arts and mysticism and physics and things that are a little harder and more ethereal to grasp. So a full moon here is indicating there's something around this that needs to deepen. It's coming into a phase of growth, but you need to really nurture it first, to tend to it, to help it feed and deepen in order to get to that stabilized place that will be comfortable for more weighted fruits to come in. So we layer an eclipse on top of this, and this is going to be a south node eclipse, which is very different from the north node eclipse. It's still this energetic upgrade. It's still this portal that's going to happen that you walk through. But oppositely, if we were to think of like each signs energy going through a 19-year journey as a circle, the south node point is where you've reached the halfway mark, where you're facing off, and you can then reflect upon and make some tweaks to kind of be able to create a dynamic balance in that thing that you started 9 years ago in this part of your life. So thinking back about 9 years ago, something around authority and arts is coming to a halfway mark where you're really able to reflect on and sort of create some dynamic shifts in it. Seen in a different perspective, in a metaphorical way, this is also the point where after a 9-year journey, you've had all this personal control over what's gone on here and some sovereignty, and you've sort of created your fruits, gathered your harvest, separated chaff from wheat, organized whatever it is you're taking out into the world. This is the point where you're entering the world into the market with what you've grown. So you have to let go of, you're no longer in complete sovereign control of this area of your life. You're stepping through a portal where you're now in the marketplace. So you're coming into a relationship in the world with the harvest you have in this area of your life. So this art that you have some authority in, or this difficulty of grasping authority, it's kind of the same coin, opposite sides. There's something being pushed further into the world around this energy, and it's time to have more openness and trust with other, to come into more relationship in the world with this. So these are some questions that could come up for you around the 16th or within the days before and after this. Is how are you kind of being pushed into a bigger place? How are you needing to loosen your grip on personal control of this area of your life? How are you needing to exchange more? And how is that exchange, that weighing and measuring in the outer world, greater or less than you would have expected? And how do you harmonize with that? It's also a place you need to realize that you can say no to things. You don't have to be in relationship to everybody. You don't need to sell your goods to everybody. This is a place where if people are not offering you desired price that you think is fair, you can say no. But if no one's buying your stuff, you may need to realize that you've got to start compromising and listening to the offers coming in and harmonize with that. So this is ultimately a place of harmonizing. It can feel like conflict initially because it's hard to kind of let go of a little bit of that control of your value. But ultimately you need to sort of harmonize with what's being offered. So that's the thing to pay attention to. Instead of leaning into conflict and being unable to trust the exchanges coming in and wanting to hold, grasp tight to what you have and not sell any of it, how can you kind of loosen up a bit, really pay attention to the information coming in, and decide where you want to harmonize and how you want to harmonize, rather than just be in conflict with everything that's coming towards you. So a lot of big things, you know. New moons and full moons on their own are kind of showing the stretch in our chart for the month, where there's some tensions. Adding eclipses on top of that just adds another layer of complexity. So a lot to hold this month, a lot of shifts, a lot of changes. Even if that doesn't feel dynamic in your own life, it'll be all around you with other people. So just a lot of patience is required this month, and a lot of nurturing of self, especially with the full moon in your sign. It could feel like a very vulnerable month, especially coming to mid-month. So typically you just have one new moon and one full moon each month. Once in a blue moon, there will be a third occurrence, and we have that this month. We've got a new moon in Leo on the 31st. So backing up a little, on the 23rd, we move into a new season, into Leo season. So these eclipses are going to take some time to settle, to organize, but the spotlight is moving off of them. So some of the pressure there is kind of relieving, even though it's not gone. But the spotlight is now on a different part of your chart. And that is your seventh house of relationship, of partnership, of harmonizing. So similar to a south node, where the south node is a much bigger, soulful, big progression, the seventh house in your own chart is sort of your life's south node in a way, where you're kind of coming into a relationship in the world. But this is a little bit more personal. It really can indicate our spouse, business partners, and in general, the close one-on-one relationships we have. So for you, you've got Leo, the qualities of Leo ruling over this part of your life, this category of your life. So a lot of presence, a lot of command, a lot of romance and playfulness. These are probably the qualities you seek out in relationships and partners and the way you harmonize. Leaders, you may be really attracted to partnering with leaders and creatives and people just who can hold a lot of command, but also a playfulness and a warmth. So a new moon coming in here on the 31st means some pressure is being felt. Something is solidified in you after a whole year journey through the issues of this sign and place of your chart. And once again, using the pressure you're feeling, whether it's too great or it's the right amount of challenge or there's apathy, it's indicating that's helping you to understand what kind of new intentions to make for the next go around with this sign and energy and house. So just as I spoke earlier about Cancer going through these ending and beginning phases with a north node, Leo is a sign that previously had this. So Leo, in its long-term trajectory, its long-term progression, is in a very, very young place. So there's a lot of resilience in this part of your chart. There's a lot of new passion in this part of your chart. So just another clue in terms of the kinds of intentions you're setting for this place. Don't place a lot of expectations in these intentions to achieve really, really solid, big, structured successes. But do expect to have a little bit of beginner's luck. There's a beginner's feeling here. Beginner's luck can come in, but that can't hold really deep, intense, structured achievement quite yet. The thing to really tap into in this Leo part is to ultimately just connect to our passion and what's lighting us up in this part of our chart. So those are sort of my thoughts around the kinds of intentions. Pay attention to the pressure you're feeling to navigate how high to reach or not. And really just focus on intentions that help you really connect to the deep passion and spark that this place in your life brings you. Okay, so moving on to your chart ruler, or your planetary ruler, Uranus, moves fairly slow, about 7 years in each sign. And it has just entered a new sign and place in your house a couple months ago. So there's a lot of new things going on in your life, likely. And it could have a lot to do with finding a new sense of a revived and revitalized sense of home and depth and soulfulness and rootedness in your life, security in your life. So Uranus has moved into your fourth house, into the house that's naturally ruled by Cancer. So this is, again, bringing up another thread of that security element. This house is ruled by Taurus, so that is the quality that you are stepping into, which is a lot about sensuality, a lot about voice, a lot about personal value, personal worth, personal income. So how do your senses, your need to mold your life in a very personal way, connect to the foundations and security and depth of your life? These two, you know, Taurus and fourth house kind of really agree. They both want a deep sense of financial security and comfort as well. So this could be a time in your life where you're really reviving a sense of the value of the soils you're on, the value of the land you're on, a certain new depth of ownership to your property and your home and your family life, and really finding those soils that deeply support you. I know personally a ton of either Aquarius suns or risings that have moved in the past year. Since Uranus sort of dipped into this place and then back out, and then it dipped in finally for good a few months ago. So there's been about a little over a year of being in and out here. And I feel like almost every Aquarius, but almost all Aquarius, whether sun or rising that I know, have moved. And it's just an interesting pattern to watch. So you may be going through that or about to move or, have just moved. It seems to be a pretty big theme. If not, there's just like a new revitalized sense of like maybe you're already on the correct soils and really just remolding it to feel more personally yours in some way and connected to it in some way. So this month, even though Uranus is going to be here for a long time, there are phases, just like the moon goes through phases, Uranus, every planet has phases it goes through. So this month, for the whole month, and it just changed into this energy days before we stepped into July, it's in a phase of needing some deep organization, of bringing in a lot of work and rhythm and routine and ritual. So this is a beautiful month to really hone in on creating new processes and systems and routine that make you feel grounded, that connect to home and sense and value. And in general, just a really great time of year to put into place new daily processes and rhythms that create deeper wellness within, whether that's some exercise or some mindfulness practice or healthier eating. This is a great time to implement these types of things as a new day-to-day routine that you integrate. Work processes could go through upgrades. The kind of work you're doing could go through some transition to be more aligned with the new shifts you're undergoing. So this is kind of the big overview for your month. We've gone over eclipses that are laying on the points where you're being stretched and harmonized this month. And then, you know, how your personal planet and more focused personal agenda is progressing. So this is where I'm going to leave you. Definitely a month to nurture yourself. These eclipse seasons bring a lot of shifts. So whether that is felt very deeply by you or not, certainly there will be people around you going through it. So just a time of patience, a time of nurturing, a time of being open-minded and allowing spaciousness in with these shifts that take place. I will be back with you August 1st.